Hello and welcome to Detailers Cast. This is episode number one. My name is Chris, and this podcast is the first venture from the team at Zirconite UK into expanding our media and our touch points for you as customers and detailers. And really what we wanted to do in this first podcast is give you an overview of what you can expect in terms of content from us going forwards. There's plenty of different podcasts, YouTube videos, etc. out there, and what we're hoping to bring to you in this particular media is essentially more access to the information that we give to one, our accredited detailers, but also businesses that we operate with in the detailing market. We like to set ourselves aside quite a lot, away from, you know, the millions of videos and information systems that you can look at in regards to, you know, this is how to detail a car, this is how to remove brake dust from a wheel, this is how to use a machine polisher, etc. There's a whole myriad of other players within that realm. And what we're going to be bringing to you is something new, something fresh, and something very exciting. So what we'd like to do is kick that off with today's topic, which we'll be talking about, which is essentially talking about branding and your business and how to take it forwards. So what exactly is branding? Branding ultimately is how you communicate your business, your vision, your strategy, not just the visual side of it, but also, you know, your ethics as a business and how you operate ultimately in terms of what you want your customers to perceive about you as a company or you as an individual, but also how you deliver yourself and your customer service. Where a lot of businesses tend to fall down within our industry as detailers is they'll focus very much on outcome of product, outcome of projects, and outcome of service, which really does struggle to compete and stand alone against the thousands of other people out there that are doing the same, similar, better maybe, better work or something very, very close to what you guys are achieving. And you know, ultimately, branding is incredibly important in terms of, one, getting a consistent image out there, one that customers can instantly recognize, but also when it comes to branding, it's about tying to the right reputation and brand that helps you loft or increase the standard of your own business. So let's give you an example. You know, everybody easily recognizes certain brands out there, and to build a brand is the most challenging and possibly expensive thing you can do. But people like McDonald's and Nike and Walmart and other brands that people aspire to, Mercedes-Benz, Ferrari, it takes years to get to that kind of level. You know, with the greatest of respect to small business owners, you know, including ourselves and typically one or two guys within the detailing business, it's not something that you need to throw thousands or hundreds or tens of thousands of pounds at in order to start getting some brand recognition. But what you're looking for is something that catches your customer's eye, that conveys the message in terms of who you are and where you're taking the business, but also is clear and concise at the same time. One of the major criticisms that are levied at the detailing business world is, you know, if you go onto Google, you search any Instagram or any other social media platform for a detailing business, there is far too many people out there that have the same side profile of a vehicle, with, you know, a business name or that kind of logo, which, you know, with the greatest respect, it works, it kind of gets the message across, but it's too samey. There are too many people with variations of the same theme, and if you're looking to stand out and grab something new, then you need to be looking at something very different. So something a bit wacky, something a bit crazy is always gonna draw some attention, and whether it's good attention or it's a criticism doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. And you know, when we took Zirconite UK, for example, the branding had been a little bit stayed in terms of before we took the brand on. We've now moved it forward somewhat with some cleaner lines to the logo. The Zirconite UK logo is kind of a bolt onto the typical Zirconite logo that's used around the world, but we as the UK arm to this particular business wanted to make sure that we had our own identifier, so we used the same corporate colours that are throughout all of our brochures, our website, online. All of the products are branded in the same way. And what we've also done is we continue to develop and refresh it on a regular basis. You know, ultimately, Zirconite UK as a brand stroke trading entity didn't really kick off until January 2020. And in that time frame, we've updated and enhanced the website twice already. We've got another refresh due. But we're not, you know, like most of our business partners, we work with over 85 detailers in the UK now. And most of those guys are on a single basis, that it's not always about spending hundreds of pounds and getting some web developer to do that. We're in a fortunate position that we're able to do a lot of that work ourselves. But it's about remaining consistent. So we did a really, really, really nice looking photo shoot with this beautiful Nissan GTR. The video that features in one of our promotional videos, and off the back of that, we got a lot of great digital and media assets that we've tried to incorporate into the entire message. And that message is one about quality and ease of use of our products, but also we are hugely proud of being able to confirm our recognition as being verified as having products made in Britain, so we can use that logo across our entire range, which comes back to what we're trying to convey as a business and as a brand, which is we have high quality products, they're made in Britain, and from a detailer's perspective, they are incredibly easy to use. So those are our core marketing message to a certain degree, but what we also do is we stick very much away from you know, stock images of cars that you can lift off of the internet from anywhere. We don't use those. We only use our own shots or shots provided to us via our accredited detailer network, because, you know, if I'm going to put a picture up of a Lamborghini or any other brand of car that's, you know, it's a really nice, sexy looking vehicle, then we want to make sure that it's one that has actually been treated with our products, not just some photo that we've lifted from somebody else's website. You know, that to us just doesn't ring true, and it's unfair from a purchaser's perspective to be kind of, to a certain degree, misled by images on our Instagram or Facebook or any other feed that we put out there of vehicles that haven't been treated with our products. So we very much stick away from that. We also don't market in any way, shape or form with images of, you know, half naked ladies or anything that is used to objectify women in any way, shape or form. It's something that Lorraine and I as business partners and as husband and wife don't agree with. It's so outdated that, you know, to take a photo of albeit a very attractive lady, but to place her across the bonnet of a car to help try and sell your product, to us, just doesn't have a place in the modern world. So those are kind of things that you really want to consider and have a think about. So in short, I think what we'd like to do is just convey some of the best tips that we can give you, and here are just five of them as a bit of a snapshot to take away from this first episode of Detailers Cast. As you probably realise already, this podcast is not about, you know, the best methods or product reviews or how to actually detail cars and develop vehicles. It's more a case of we're looking at the business side of how to operate and run a successful detailing business that is sustainable for you, is going to pay you a wage, and has the opportunity to grow and expand from the outset. So let's give you a couple of things to consider when it comes to how to start, you know, building a brand if you're looking at from the outset starting a business, or if you've been running for a while but you're thinking, perhaps some of what's been mentioned in this podcast rings true of my own business, perhaps I need to have a refresh. Number one, you need to try and be as unique as possible. As mentioned earlier on, you know, you've got some huge brands out there that have got some innovative designs that really are recognizable from the off. And look at Apple, look at McDonald's, etc. You cannot mistake those brands when you see the logo in the first instance, but also the message that's kind of behind those kind of organizations. Number two, you want to grow a community. Now, there is also a massive disconnect between what's valuable and a bit of vanity to a certain degree in this culture that we have in regards to social media in the UK detailing market. You know, a lot of people are out there chasing thousands and thousands of followers for their detailing business, but actually when you analyze what they've got in terms of subscribers or followers or whatever it may be, most of them to a certain degree are other detailers. Now, you know, if you're going to be supplying other products to other detailers, if you're a coating provider like we are, or a training provider like we are to that industry, that kind of makes sense. But if you are a detailer and your core customer base are going to be consumers, car owners, or motorcycle owners, or aircraft owners, boat, whatever it may be, whatever form of transportation that you detail and you look after, those are the people you want to follow you. You don't want 30, 40, 50, 1,000 other detailers following your business, because ultimately they're never going to translate into customers. So, you know, don't be in a rush to get 5,000, 10,000, 1,000 even followers on Instagram as an example, because there's no point. It's a little bit like, it's a vanity thing, you know. It's something that's become, you know, if you don't have 1,000 followers, you're nobody on Instagram. Or if you don't have 10,000, whatever the number ends up being, if you don't have that number, you're a nobody. That's absolute nonsense. If you're going to build a community of people that are going to be raving fans about your business, that are going to trust your business, and are going to sing your praises to other potential customers. It's customers you want. Followers are for vanity. Customers are the people that are going to put money in your bank. So just please bear that in mind when you're looking at how you grow your community. The third major opportunity that you have is to partner with great products and great services that you offer yourself. You know, if you're going to look at how your brand is ranking, or how your customers perceive your brand, then having a good quality product partner and provider is very important, and hopefully that's where we in Circle UK could possibly fit in. There are other brands out there that are bigger and have their own branding message. We get that. But it's also about having great products. You know, that some of the best branded product providers that do a phenomenal job of branding, you know, their marketing spend is huge. And they quite bluntly have quite crappy products to a certain degree. So great branding doesn't always translate to great products. So, you've got to be able to deliver on what you say, and having a clear and concise service schedule for your customers is important. If I'm a customer and I'm looking at a detailer locally, we look at lots of different detailers' websites as part of our consultancy services that we do with some of our customers. We draw comparisons, we take the best, and we also look at what's the worst thing out there in terms of what could be perceived by a customer as overly complicated, i.e. too many services, or too little choice. Do you put the pricing online? Do you not? It's a personal choice to a certain degree, but experiment with both. You've got to have a name and a unique logo, and that's point four. It's incredibly important to have something that really sticks out and matches your business and how you want to convey yourself. We've got some great examples in the detailing world of businesses that do this exceptionally well. And point five, be consistent. Be consistent with the type of material you're putting out. Make sure that it's always delivered in a very similar fashion. It's the colour, the tone, everything matches how your brand should be represented and follows that same pattern. So be consistent. Do it on a regular basis. The more posts, there's no point posting, for example, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's going to look at it until the next day. So what you want to try and do is hit your customer base at the right time of day. One of the best times of the evening that we found for ourselves, and certainly in terms of the amount of inquiries we get off the back of it as a business, is most of our potential customer base are back home. We've had a bit of dinner or tea in the evenings, and then they sit down between sort of 7:30 and 10 at night, and I take most of our sales inquiries from people wishing to join our accredited network between those hours of the day. We are constantly available as a company to not only our existing detailers but also prospective detailers pretty much 20 hours a day to a certain degree, most days of the week. We do like to have some sleep and a bit of rest now and again, but it's when you're running your own business, as you guys are and as we are, and we work in partnership with businesses like yours, then you've got to be prepared to put the hours in, to sacrifice a little bit of time to take those inquiries, but also to be consistent in terms of when you're putting out your marketing messages. So that's it. That's the end of episode one for Detailers Cast. We really hope that you've taken some good advice away from this section, this first initial venture for us in regards to podcasting. We are going to be looking to get some guests online with ourselves to add some interviews, to talk with some of the guys that we've been doing some work with, but also to get a feel for how they've run and operated their business. So this is the Detailers Cast. It's sponsored by Zirconite UK. My name is Chris. If you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, please do like, subscribe, and share this podcast. It's going to be growing. We're going to be looking to consistently add episodes to it on a very regular basis. And thank you ever so much for your time. Have a great few days or a week until we post up next, and enjoy.